Of Aleph, the Sifyud Beis, Harim with Mishabura, Sikatan Mem. So he said it's mutter to take bread and to cut to grind it up into small pieces because there's a rule of Entechen Echotechen. Hanafila Lahachin Laham Sherkul Achrozman Kilakame, and this is even if you're preparing it for later on. It's not the heter of la'alter. It's the heter of there's no. It's not called teichen b'chlal because it's already nitchan. Ain't teichen after teichen. The whole the fees of the fire to b'chia dama be rokas lifneim dak dak. But to take potatoes or vegetables and to chop them up finely, k'mshenagim lifnei behema v'opis k'dolus, which they that's how they feed animals, is also. Unless you rely on the heter of la'alter, which means you have to give it, do it right before you're planning to feed them. So we're going to see that the, even though we have a heter of la'alter, and which means that chopping things finally is considered teichin, but there's a heter of la'alter in regards to the melacha of teichin. But it's preferable not to make them so fine, and therefore we could argue that maybe you didn't really reach the threshold of the size which we would consider teichin. And even more true when it comes to animals, because there's a din shin chav dalet that Chazal asked the tircha for the behema. To extra tircha is not mutter to do in order to feed an animal. So what's necessary to make it edible for the animal is mutter. The extra tircha beyond that is osur. So if I could make my potatoes, take a potato and cut it, do five horizontal slices and five vertical slices, and now have something that I could feed to my chicken, instead I cut it very fine, that extra tircha is not necessary to make it available for the animal to eat. The animal can eat it without that, so that extra tircha is also. So that's another reason to say that when you're chopping up for the animals, you cannot do it doc, because it's not really necessary for the animal. Fine. Now, before we go to the next Shabur, now, so the Mechaber said it's mutter the Faro Lechem, so the Bir Lochem points out in the Faro Lechem that this heter is not on a kli which has been yuchid for that purpose. So, for example, a person wants to grind up matzah, you know, a more common issue would be, more common version of this is a person is grinding up matzah to make matzah melt. So, matzahs are made from flour which already has been ground, so in teichen achar teichen. So that's mutter. So on Yom Tov, it's much even on Shabbos, but there's an issue of doing it b'machteshes, doing it in the normal kli you would use to for that purpose. K'moy gvina gaberizayin ribayzin b'chanal, just like we said before, the cheese on the grater is also because it's an uvda d'chol. So similarly, over here also there's an uvda d'chol issue. Okay. Then he says, putting water with the lechem is also mutter, unless you can't mix it in. So the nature of the ground bread is it doesn't necessarily, just putting water, it doesn't attach it together. The melacha of losh is that they become attached to each other. If you stir it together, that would be losh. Okay, so that's the heter of teichen achar teichen. Zok, then the Rambam continued and said, "B'chol zeh lemari, koi gam achito dak yark dak dak and miska bereshis sif." It's not going back only in the case of the bread. It's going back. The bread is actually mutter. It's going back to the case of that a mechatek yark dak dak is chayim shem toichen, and you can't do gergers and charuven if they escape him. Okay, so all of those things it comes from more. So that's all talking about you doing it for later on in the day. But if you plan to eat it lachem miyad, eat it right away, immediately, it's mutter. Lachem miyad. Bu'adin the echad yachol lachtoy l'tzar hacherim v'hem yachol miyad. K'minan le'el gabi etzel ber. So, we could have argued if the side of the heter is derech achila. So we said, listen, you know, listen. Everybody, when you eat, you grind food. You put it in your mouth, and your teeth break it into small pieces. Your molars grind it. So included in every achila is the teichet. So obviously, there has to be a point in the process where it's not called teichet anymore, and now it's called achila. So you say, you know what? Not only is it mutter in your mouth. We say, you know what? Only swallow. We don't say only swallow whole things on Shabbos. You're allowed to chew with your mouth. You know what? You want to grind them before you put them out. Also, mutter. Why? Because it's all part of your ma'aseh achila. That shouldn't be matter meat to do for you. So Reuven can grind everything up to put it in his mouth. Teichen for me to use is mutter because it's all part of your achila process. I get it. Now Reuven wants to grind it up for Shimon. Shimon's going to eat it. You can't say Reuven's grinding up is part of Shimon's achila process. So that's the Mishabur's putting out of that. We don't say that. We argue that this heter over here of La Alter, of immediate use, is even if I'm doing it for somebody else. And how do I know that that's true? Because by Bar also we said the same Yisrael. I can be Bar for you. So we're saying anything which is done within the context of Achila is not the Malacha. The Malacha, it's a definitional issue. The Malacha Barer is not the process of selecting things. It's selecting things to be able to then store them, not to be able to eat them immediately. The logic behind it might be because that's normally Derech Achila. But that now becomes the definition of the Malacha is not this type of process. Even if you're not doing it for your own Achila, it's still mutter. Memdalit. So then, a kol shari, everything's mutter, is it for immediate use. Hatam. So why is that? That's mutter. Because lo shayach shem tchina kishmachatech besaken el b'teichon l'niyah. That which you're chopping something up, it's only considered teichon if you do it to then leave it. Okay, lechol miyad b'ani the shor, but to cut it up immediately, it's mutter. The rei lo also adam lechol. Achila can be done, large pieces, small pieces. I'm making my pieces small because I like smaller pieces. Good. In Cain, Habiderach Achilos, that's part of what's called normal Achila. So we just defined that's not the definition of the Malacha. Malacha is not chopping things finely, it's chopping things finely not within the context of Achila. So this heter miyad works not only for a human being; it works for the you're giving it to your chickens. Also, you have a heter if you're doing it for immediate use of the animal is mutter. And the condition for that is it has to be something you have responsibility to feed. Yeah, we have other considerations, which is a tirchei issue, right? That would still be true. But in regards to the Malachim Teichin, you solve your Teichin issue. So Shari. So the Ramah says it's mutter, the Ramah just like says it's for Dabar Pashut, that everything is wonderful. This is a true with the Rashba and Iran. So we have, it's a true with the Rashba, but you know, there's other Rishonim out there. So the Mishabura, there's some who raise doubts whether this heter is true. The Mor never once mentions a heter of la'alter by teichin. The Mor discusses la'alter by barer, but not by teichin. Immediate use is a heter by barer. It's not a heter by teichin mentioned in the Gemara. So we're making up our own new heter. So therefore, the Bishop says, "You know what? We're not talking about grinding it. We're talking about chopping it up fine. So don't make it so fine. Make it a little bit larger. So maybe we could argue those pieces are not small enough that they're called teichin. So now, in conjunction with the fact that you're doing it for immediate use, you also have an argument. Could be there's not really teichin. Okay, that must all be makel." And multiple Kharanim support this opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. But even if we're going to undertake to be machmer and not allow us to chop these things finely, even for immediate use, okay, but the maisa, there are pushing which are machmer to chop it up finely for immediate use. Therefore, we cannot be machmer against somebody who's being mekel. Person can't say, you know what, I regret I did. I love going to shul. A woman said, I want to go to shul, so I'll get up early, prepare, chop up all of the stuff for the salad, put it into the salad bowl, let it marinate for a little bit, and then I'll go to shul, come home, and have this one salad. So I chopped it up, but not for immediate use. So you have to wait till it's really time for the meal. So Mishabur gives the time for the meal. When people leave the shul, they're coming home to eat, that's when the meal time starts. So it has to be within that framework of meal time. Okay. Zat Mishabur, right. Now we're discussing all the here case. We're talking about a case where you are taking this yarek and you're chopping up. You say if you chop it up too small, it's a tolda p'tarchin. Make the pieces a little bit bigger. There's a heter, you know, whatever term we're saying over here of la'alter. It's all talking about. We're discussing a hechetim, so not of grinding it in a grinder, and you're making flour. Cutting larger pieces, smaller pieces, etc. So the Mishmur, that this is all talking about. You can't use a kli. The gam barak guva in the kli hamiyuchad lebreira b'chol gavli hu chayiv. So using a kli for that purpose is going to be a problem. So if I tell you can't use a kli which is a miyuchah for that purpose, so I'm chopping up my onions to put in with my salted fish. You shouldn't use a large type of a cleaver. Maybe that's considered kli miyuchah. That it's mamash made for the purpose of chopping up vegetables. You just take a regular knife. So besides the burr issue, that with a kli, toichen issue like burr, just like by burr with a kli, the hetter l'alter is no longer functional. So we're also, the hetter l'alter is not functional, we use a kli. Plus we have the other issue, using a hackmaster was something which Chazal said was like a uvdadachal, you can't use it. It's a big, large cleaver knife. Okay. Mefar chatichas eitz shenirkav, v'osim in a pulver. So a person takes a piece of wood which has rotted out, and you crush it in your hands, and out comes like a dust. Can mafar tzror offer? The person would break like a cloud of dirt. Both of those, you now have this fine particles. See, even though you didn't grind it, you just like sort of broke it up in your hand, and it fell apart into small pieces. But that's called you made those small pieces, and you'd be chayv. A person would be sawing wood with the intent that the purpose of storing the wood is to get benefit from the sawdust. So I'm taking my wood and chopping, breaking up the very fine particles to use the sawdust. So that's, I'm doing the malacha of toichim. I'm taking my piece of wood and grinding some of it up into small pieces, and I'm planning to use it. It's not malacha genesik legufa. I'm cutting the wood. I need to cut the wood. The fact that the sawdust has been created, I don't care. It's lenichali, lenichbasli. It's a segregation, but who cares? It's not what I'm doing. No. You're doing it because for that purpose. It's called you. It's not malacha genesik legufa. You're planning to use it. Okay. Or if a person takes metal and he files it to get little shavings of the metal off to use, so that's also, he's being taken. He's taking the metal and he's breaking it into small particles. He says a shechiyev is called the hum. Just cutting wood into smaller pieces. Once you've chopped up the amount to use to cook on it a egg, which is considered easy to cook. So I chopped up enough wood to be used for fuel, to be able to take a kegrogus worth of an egg and cook it. So the shir malach is the kegrogus, and over here you prepared enough to cook a kegrogus worth. See, if you didn't cook it yet, it's got it.
If a person is going to do the thing people chop wood, what they usually do is they put a mark on the board where they want to cut it. So a person's mark, but the cut to that size, so now you have a new issue of a malach of mechatech, cutting something.
You need to specifically cut out from over here. Fine. So that's the issue of, that's a different malach of mechatech, cutting something to a specific size. Fine. So we're comparing it to burger. So the beer locha raises the question. The car is not really done. We're comparing it to burger. We're being matter more than burger. That's the real
lacha.
You can't use a kli. The oz kosher barer b'kol gavni. It's considered barer even though it's l'alter and it's good from the bad. But if it's with a kli, it's a problem. You can't hold your lawn less. So b'yunenu mishachata b'kli. Kimafar b'yad. Just like by a person, we don't allow to use a kli. Anything he has to do with his hands. So we should suggest the same thing over here. So the Rivosh asked the question. We call it is also showing that the from the silence of the poskim, vice versa, that they're not worried about this issue. But Tom Kosta from Rivosh, what's the pshat? Come on, Berer, Derech Achilu, who Kishanoisim Beyad Lechol Halter.
So barer is you take the items which have been broken apart from each other. You've done disha, you broke apart the husks from the kernels of wheat. Now you want to take it and use it. So at that moment, we say, you know what? One second. By barer, I'm doing barer. So we say that the heter is biyadoy le'alter. But toichin, which the chiddush is that the chewing process, which we're allowing in your mouth, we're sort of allowing outside of your mouth. Well, part of the way that I chew is using a knife. That chewing that we're being matter is because that derech achila is with a knife. The burr of your meal is not necessarily bedafka. Say it's normally done with a knife. Therefore, the knife is considered just like extension of the person. If the person's using a grater, that's a different ballgame. That's a problem. Okay. Okay. Sif Yud Gimel. So we're moving away from Teichin, and we're moving to and this is Derbona Pasha's over here. This is Radius. Chalas, the vash. Also, there's chalas, the vash, meha kaveris, minesh derma latolush. I skipped the parentheses for a second. So, a person wants to take out a hive out of the beehive. A person wants to take out some of where the wax is stored. So, it's also because it's derma latolush. It's fairly similar to the malacha of you have something growing on a tree, you take it off the tree. You have something, as it were, thriving inside of the hive, you're taking it out of the hive. So that's like taking something off the tree. But that's only if the kaveris has become attached to the hive is still attached. The growth of the wax, whatever the name for that is, there's a name for what it is, is attached to the beehive. So that approximates the apple attached to the tree. The honeycomb, good. The honeycomb is attached to the hive. That's what we're looking for. It's been a long day. So that's what he said. Dafka bits dovek bekaveris. But if you detach the honeycomb from the hive before Shabbos, oishenis rasku mibayoyim. Badash sof. Or if even if you didn't detach it, but they sort of like crushed it up and all of the honey is flowing out on its own, so just a question of wait, it's a time game how long it's going to take, but it's definitely going to come out, so that you're allowed to, it's not no longer functioning as well, this is the apple, it's the apple's dead, it's flowing, everything's flowing out, so that's not called Tavish. You want to take the honey out of the hive, honeycomb out of the hive, and I feel that you're to liver hadavash min hashavu. You're not planning to separate the two out on Shabbos. The zel b'chal mafarik because that would be a mafarik issue. Are you going to tell us out some mina kareris?
One second.
Even though you said the Rashi and the Shavu, there was a burr problem. It's a problem etzem because of the looks like mamr. Then we come a farik. Okay, I'm confused over here. What he's saying. Fine, I'm not sure. So the problem is the Dvar Latolish, this is where it grows, and therefore it's attached to the Kaveris. Their beehives were like they have nowadays, they weren't necessarily attached to the ground, so it wasn't this Mechubar LaKarek. To mechuber to something else, which is sitting on the kark. We gave it a halach as if it's mechuber. So now, but this all talking about if it was nidlish from the yoyim, we're good to go.
So the
honeycombs have been detached from where they were growing, developing, living within the. I'm sorry. The honeycomb is already attached before Shabbos. You just left it there within the hive. Well, Shabbos su'alei and shei mechuber. They're not mechuber. Okay, yochol adosim mekaberis k'dei lechol hadvash hadobak al gabim misovim. So you're allowed to take it out to use the honey. Avakomokam osher l'raskon l'hoitzi hadvash min hashavah. You can't press them and get more honey out of it. So that then you're facilitating a malacha d'oraisa, so you can't do that. And if then he says that you can, to crush it and get the honey out because it's not coming out well, so that's still going to be a malacha of mefarik. I'm breaking open the husk, as it were, to get out the contents, which is mefarik. So over here, I'm doing that to get the dvash out.
That's the same thing you said in Mem Vav, no?
He was just saying he's taking the comb, he's not extracting the honey.
Yeah.
The problem I had in Mem Vav is the mefarik issue has nothing to do with the fact that it's mechuber.
Right.
Like we discussed, you know, I take a vine of which has tomatoes on it and I cut it off. Still a mefarik issue. I mean, the classic case of mefarik is dosh. It's already been detached on the ground. Right. So the bash, she says, you know what? It's also the radus chalas the bash may have errors. Because they're melatolish.
Right, so even if you don't want to do mafarik on it, even leaving that aside, doesn't he suggest taking the chalas tavash out?
Ah, I thought he meant yikach chalas atzam in the carrot and then do mafarik on it. So either way, it's mafarik. Oh, okay, I understand. Okay, good. Memtesh is asking about doing. If it's flowing out on its own, so you ought to be Radosa B'Shabbos. Hashriskan l'hachalos v'dayin heim v'chuborim l'chaberis. They're attached. So l'chara, they're attached, and I'm detaching it from its mechuber. No, I'm not. Elos v'dvash, z'ol mehem b'Shabbos ha'yedei risukan. He crushed it enough that the honey is flowing out. Mutu likach zeh ha'dvash ha'tzov. You can take the honey which is flowing. The su'en shayach l'chaberis. Even though it's... It seems to be still sitting next in the kaveris. There's no shaykh. It's not really part of it anymore because it's flowing out. It's not attached anymore.
But it doesn't allow you to take the honeycomb. That allows you to take out the honey, not the honeycomb. Sifu Dalit. Now, Sifu Dalit really needs an introduction. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah brings introduction. The Yudalit, Tesvav, and Tezayin deal with Losh. So, Losh is a fairly complicated Malacha. So, the Malacha of Losh, the English translation of it is Needy. Bad translation. Okay. Losh is the malacha of taking a liquid in a salad and making them one. That's the malacha. You can do that by putting it in the pot into the container and they combine on their own. That's also losh. I didn't do any kneading at all. So kneading is a bad translation. Or no, the malacha is the dafka, the act of you actively putting it together, which would be we'll call it the kneading process. So this is the machlokes tanoim. It's the machlokes rishonim, how to pass it on the machlokes tanoim. That's what he's going to say in the introduction. Hine kadam shenavol levayir submission brush to cut nun. Kadam shenavol levayir dibri shachanarik nevayir ksas inyan lisha. Let's talk about lisha a little bit. Lisha mi'achz milamates abas malachis. Lisha is one of the lamates malachis. Ve'enu dafka yadeimayim. It's not limited to water. Do it in bidrash. It can be done with honey. Shuman avos. Even it can be done with goose fat, it can be done with any liquid, shenilish, v'nidbuk ayodam, which that this, so I take goose fat is very thick, but I have my pieces of meat and I use the goose fat to make it into one lump. That's also lush. Doesn't take too much to do it. Puts it together. I take, American mayonnaise, Hellman's mayonnaise, right? Nice, thick lump, I make tuna on Shabbos. I take the person would take the mayonnaise. It's not, the mayonnaise remains the mayonnaise, the tuna remains the tuna, but the using the mayonnaise as the vehicle to attach all the pieces of tuna together, you've done lisha. Minei binyan lisha, tanya b'raisa b'gemora. Regards to lisha, there's the machlokes is in the Gemara. Nimecha noisin kemach, mecha noisin mayim. Ha'achron chayat divrei Rebbe. So Rebbe says one person poured, let's say, flour into a container, and then the other person poured water in. It's all he did is pour water in. Well, the nature is that water pours into flour; it's going to start combining, or vice versa. A person put water in, and the next person put the flour in. Again, it's going to naturally going to combine. So the first guy didn't do anything, he just put flour there. He didn't do anything. All there was is flour. The second fellow added the water. Adding the water is enough to be considered lisha. Rabbi Yehuda says no, that the malacha requires that a person is actively, not just passively combining them, but actively combining them. He's stirring it together, he's stirring it around. He's kneading it. So that's he's actively combining the liquid of the salad. That's the malacha, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Most of them are that therefore just putting the two ingredients in the same container and they're going to combine on their own, that's not a problem according to most Poskim. The malacha is stirring it, combining it, actively combining it. Atas balachumas misiatoi lipsa karebi. However, the balachumas, which is one of the balatosis, and those who follow him, pasalik rebi, sinus maim nikri gibel. Just adding water already is called gibel. Okay, that's number one. So we're going to see that we're going to be machmer for the sheet of the balachumas, that just allowing. Just putting it together without doing any action of stirring it is ready enough to do. Now, there's different things which combine better and worse. So flour is flour is the best example of combining, because what happens is you actually get a molecular bond.
you put water with flour and it combines, and you get a molecule of this. The water combines, whereas when I add water to dirt, I get mud. But when the mud dries, or if I take my thick of mud, I put a fire under it and evaporate out all the water, I get back to its little piece. It doesn't remain attached. You can't heat up your dough and make it flour and water again. You can take your piece of mud, put it into a retort with a closed system, boil it up and distill it out, you'll get your water back, you'll evaporate it out and cool it, you'll get water and you'll get dirt again. So that's not the same type of chibur. What about if it's not dirt, which makes a nice mud? You can get a nice, but it's more like sand. So are those the same as the example which we have, which is with flour, which it mamash combines together? So Zok did Mr. Burr like this. That which we're saying that there's a requirement that Karn Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you're only chayv if you do gibel, there's only things where gibel makes sense. So certain things, there's the adding flour and water, you know what, kneading it together adds to makes it combine better. Or offer and tits or choladak, very fine sands. These things, gibel is conceptually makes sense by them. Therefore, by those things, we have Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says you're not chayv until you're megabel. I will double lav bar gibel could afer. You mix water with ash, v'chol hagas or larger pieces of sand. That's a Rambam v'siyatu da'afim gibloy is potter mechatzus brakisurik. So the Rambam says, so there's no din of lush over there because it doesn't really combine. But das harbor rishonim lehepach, they say the opposite. The davar the lavar gibel after the race of boy gibel. If gibel's not relevant, so you don't need gibel. Then just putting the two together in the container and you mix as much as they're going to mix. That's called lisha for that item. Mishanosim boy mayim chayiv the zel gibel. That's what it's called gibel. So we're going to be chashiv with those rishonim that when it's not a bar gibel, then adarab it becomes more aser. According to the Rambam, it's not bar gibel, it becomes more mutter, because gibel doesn't apply, so lisha doesn't apply. They're saying no. Adarab, as much as it's going to combine, it's going to be a problem, and therefore we can't wait until the gibel to be. So everybody's going to be mocked in the case that the just combining the two is problematic. Okay, good.